At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Gonna tell it like it really is. We know Haney doesn't give a silencing critics, eliminate misses. Two chips never accept on shoulders to get better. Everybody knows the name. Read about it. We're golf teachers, Hall of Fame. Never doubt it. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. You're listening to Haney. It's time for the truth. Here's our dude. You're listening to Haney. Listening to Haney.
Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, brought to you by HaneyUniversity.com. Go to HaneyUniversity.com, register for my free instructional videos. They go out on a weekly basis. If you want to get better golf, that's one way you can do it, for sure. And another way is to get a golf lesson from me. You can find out all that information at HaneyUniversity.com as well. All right, the Valspar Tournament in Tampa. It was won by Taylor Moore. And Jordan Spieth finished third. He finished third. Taylor Moore wins. Second place was Adam Shank. Wouldn't know him, either one of those guys. Then you got Tommy Fleetwood and Jordan Spieth tied for third. Know both those guys. Fleetwood's never won in the United States. Spieth is obviously one of the biggest names on the PGA Tour. And then you got Sam Burns, who's played well there before, finished sixth. Wyndham Clark actually finished fifth ahead of him. And then you got a bunch of guys, you know, that you know, you may or may not know. Justin Thomas got a top 10. So the guys that played in this event, it wasn't an elevated event, event they had to play, a designated event, whatever they call all these things. It wasn't one of those, but they got a decent field. And this is what they say is going to happen on the PGA Tour with these non-elevated events. They're going to get players that show up because they got to play a little bit more, and they want to play a little bit more. So they're going to show up. And Spieth showed up, and he played well, finished third. And Justin Thomas showed up, and Sam Burns showed up. You know, they both finished top 10. And that was, you know, that was pretty much, you know, Fleetwood is a well-known name, although, you know, he's never won on the PGA Tour. Justin Rose finished 36th. And after that, you know, you get Gary Woodland, 45th. But I mean, you got a bunch of people you'd never heard of before, is what you got. The good news is, and this is why you don't want to have a cut, is the good news is that nobody you've heard of miss a cut, but sometimes they do. And you know what? People say, you know, this guy, you know, they criticize, like, over there on LIV. Phil Mickelson shot, you know, 76 or 75 or 74. Actually played decent the last two tournaments. He didn't play good on Sunday, but he's played good. But, you know, he shot 74. But people like to see him. They don't care what he shoots. They're going to go watch Tiger Woods no matter what he shoots. They want to see somebody that they know. And you don't want them not there on the weekends. That's why they're going to have these tournaments on the PGA Tour that don't have a cut. I'm for that. But back to the Valspar tournament. You play at Innisbrook Resort, tough golf course, Copperhead course, one of the hardest golf course on the PGA Tour. Winning score 10 under par. That's a a high winning score. The whole Florida swing is tough. You've got the Arnold Palmer Invitational at Bay Hill, tough golf course. You got the Honda tournament. Chris Kirk won that, tough golf course at the PGA National. That's a tough one. And then you got the Valspar tournament at Copperhead, Innisbrook. That's a tough one. So I mean, and of course you got the TPC tournament, the Players Championship, which was the week before. That's a tough one. There's just tough golf courses in Florida. One of the things that makes them tough is you got penalty shots. Remember, three keys to better golf: eliminating penalty shots, eliminating two chips, and eliminating three putts. Florida courses typically have a lot of penalty shots. That's what they have because there's a lot of water. And when you let it fly, it's not over in another fairway. It's over in the out of bounds into the condos, or it's in the water. And those are not good things, and they add up your score a lot. Okay, so let's get to the winner. Taylor Moore. Wouldn't know him from The Man in the Moon. Had to look him up. And when I look him up, I see that it's his second year on tour. He's turned pro in 2016. So he's battled to be out there. He's 29 years old. He's from the University of Arkansas. And it just goes to show you how hard it is to win on the PGA Tour. I'm saying that sarcastically, because it's never been easier to win on the PGA Tour, especially in non-designated events. Not easy to win designated events, although easier to win designated events than it used to be, because now you got a bunch of great players who have won a lot of golf tournaments playing over on LIV. So it's never been easier to win on the PGA Tour. You have all these events that have weak fields, and they're easier to win than they've ever been. Even when there's a designated event, it's minus Dustin Johnson, it's minus Brooks Koepka, it's minus Patrick Reed, it's minus whoever else you want to throw in there from LIV, Louis Oosthuizen, whoever. I mean, these guys are all guys, Taylor Gooch, top 30 players, I mean, Jason Kokrak, top 30, these are all guys that are top. You take, 10 guys or 11 guys out of the top 30, don't tell me it's harder to win now than it's ever been, because it's easier to win than it's ever been. And Taylor Moore proves it. He wouldn't know him from The Man in the Moon. He beat Adam Shank. Seriously, that's what he did. Now, he shoots 400 the last day. He shoots 67, 71, 67, 69, 67. Played great. Ninth in FedEx Cup points, whatever that is, whatever that means. And, immediately I look and I think, okay, is this somebody to watch? Because what you'd like to have happen in golf is you'd like to have superstars. I mean, you need superstars to sell the sport. That's what you need. Now, you're not going to have another Tiger Woods, but you just like to have great players that can be competitive, and you got to win more than once or once every couple of years to become a name. You have to. So I'm thinking, okay, can this Taylor Moore guy do it? What are his statistics? That's what I look at. Now, remember, these statistics are skewed because there's 48 guys playing on LIV. Not every one of them would be better in every one of these categories, but some of them would be, and probably at least 10 or 11 would be, for sure. 10 or 11 might be in every category better. And then there's probably some more that would be better in certain categories. Just the way it is when you take away some of the best players in the world and take them off one list, put them on another, that's what's going to happen. So Taylor Moore, he wins the tournament, played great golf, finished second in strokes gained tee to green, which you figure, you're not going to win at a course like Innisbrook, a course like Bay Hill, a course like, TPC Sawgrass. You're not going to win at these, golf courses. You're not going to win at Honda. You're not going to win at these golf courses unless you can't just putt your way around. There's too much water. There's too many penalty strokes. So you're going to have to finish top 10 ball striking to win any of these Florida golf courses, and he finished second for the week. That's just going to be a formula you have to do. And then he finished 10th in putting. Well, there you go. And my formula always, 80% of the time on the PGA Tour, when a player wins, he's top 10 tee to green, strokes gained tee to green, he's top 10 putting combined. That's the parlay that you have to hit 80% of the time in order to win on the PGA Tour. He got it with the top 10 with putting and second strokes gained tee to green. Now, I look and I think, okay, for the season, where was Taylor Moore? Taylor Moore was 82nd strokes gained tee to green, 41st in putting. Okay, 82nd tee to green, 41st in putting, and you've got a chance if you put together the best tournament of your life on the right golf course for you, you have a chance to win. And he won. How many times a year is the 82nd player strokes gained tee to green and the 41st ranked putter going to win? He may win again, but the odds are that he won't. He may win again next year, but the odds are that he won't, because there's statistically so many players in that same boat. Now, maybe he's got that something special. Maybe that one time he gets in contention, he can close the deal. Maybe he can do that. Maybe he's really, really good at he's mentally, he's tough. He can close. I don't know. I don't know. But the odds are that it's not gonna happen. He's played 45 events on the PGA Tour. He's made 28 cuts. So he's only missed the cut 17 times, but he's got 17 missed cuts, 28 made cuts, 4 top tens. I mean, that's not bad. Made a bunch of money for winning at Valspar, although he was $3 million short of what Danny Lee made over there at LIV. But still, you know, he's got his PGA Tour card for 2 years now, and you know, he's got a chance to keep getting better. So one of the things I look at when I look at a player to see, like, you know, I wonder how good this guy could be. What's the first thing I look at when I think, I wonder how good this guy can be? The game of golf has changed so much. And of course, the USGA and the RNA are going to try and change that. But the game of golf, when they're rolling that ball back, but the game of golf has changed so much that the first thing I look at when I want to see if somebody has a chance to really be something in golf, forget about the next Tiger Woods. How about the next Justin Thomas? How about the next Jordan Spieth? You know, how about the next John Rahm? I mean, just really be something. What do they need? Most likely, they need to stand out in some category. And but the first thing I look at now, because the way the game is, the first thing I look at is driving distance. That's the first thing I look at. This year, Taylor Moore, 76th in driving distance. And last year, he was 80th in driving distance. So he's just pretty much dialed in there. He's like, you know, 78th in driving distance, and that's where he is. And 78th in driving distance, if you put everything together and you got a great closer and you got a great, you know, game, and you're, you know, have capabilities of putting really good 1 week and ball striking really good 1 week, and you're 78th in driving distance, you can maybe eke out a few wins on the PGA Tour. I'm not saying he won't win 20 times. I mean, you know, he might. Who knows? You know, maybe he's just on his way to getting better. But most likely, what you'll see is you'll see somebody that's a dominant player in the game today. You know, if you're going to be the next John Rahm, you're going to be the next Scottie Scheffler, you're not going to be ranked 76th in driving distance. That's just one of the things that I look. But I also look at the putting statistics, and last year he was 102nd. You know, this year he's 41st, so he's playing better, and he just got a win. And what's different? Putting better. Last year he's 91st strokes gained tee to green. This year 82nd, so that's about the same. But the putting has improved, and as a result, make him more money. Which brings me to Jordan Spieth and why he didn't win the tournament. Because when he's on the leaderboard, I'm paying attention. I'm a big Jordan Spieth fan. I want to see how he's going to do. He's good for the game of golf, and he's fun to watch. I mean, Jordan Spieth is fun. He's animated. He's exciting. He pulls off great shots. I mean, it seems like he holds out all the time. I mean, it's kind of crazy because I look at his statistics and I think, this guy holds out so often from off the green. It's incredible. And then I look, and like last year he was 27th strokes gained around the green, and this year he's 16th. I mean, you'd think he's like first by a mile. You know, they love to show you his bunker shots. They tell you he's such a great bunker player, and you know those show you that, and you know, over and over and over again they'll talk about his bunker game like it's incredible. And I mean, he hits a lot of good shots, but I mean, he's 21st in sand saves. I mean, that's not bad, but the way they, you know, it's good. But I mean, the way they talk, it's like, oh my God, you know, he's just like, you know, he was 76th in sand save percentage last year, but they make it sound like he's just, you know, like, I'm tough on all these people that say all this stuff, because I actually look this stuff up. I don't just take what they say on TV or on Twitter or whatever. I do my own research. And if you're the greatest bunker player and you're so great at bunker player, you know, then you're not 76th. You're just not, you know. And, you know, it's scrambling from inside a certain distance, you know, 10 yards, 20 yards, 30 yards. You would think you're pretty darn good from there. You know, and you know, sometimes the statistics don't like back it up. And I mean, 47th in scrambling, 16th around the green. It's those are good, but they're really good. But it's not like you would have thought. I was listening on the radio. They said, you know, will he ever have another year like 2015? And then they go, well, probably not, because that was such a spectacular year. And it was, you know, I don't know how many times he won that year, five times or whatever. You know, he won five times in 2015. He won twice in 2016. He won three times in 2017. He didn't win in 2018. He didn't win in 2019. He didn't win in 2020. You know, time flies. You know, he's coming up on 6 years since he's won a major. And in, you know, the last 6 years, he's won two golf tournaments. And, you know, not to, you know, take anything away from those tournaments, because, I mean, it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. I'm saying that sarcastically, but it's so hard to win on the PGA. It's never been easier to win on the PGA Tour, but it's so hard to win on the PGA Tour. He won the Texas Valero Open to break his long, you know, 3-year drought. That's a tournament that where guys go to get brand new, because typically they have not a great field there. And he won there, and then he won at Heritage, which is, you know, it is what it is. I mean, it's a tight golf course, great golf course. Love Heritage, Harbortown, but it's the week after the Masters. It's always going to struggle to get a field the week after the Masters, unless they make it a designated event, which I think it is this year. So it'll have a good field, probably the best field they'll have. But it's a short hitter's course, takes the driver out of the hands of the big hitters, and you know, that's kind of an advantage. And he won there. I mean that's not like you won Memorial or Arnold Palmer Invitational, or. I mean, a win's a win. You know, it's good. It's very good. But Jordan Spieth goes out there and he bogeyed two out of the last three holes to lose by two shots. Hit a couple bad drives, which he's capable of. You know, he hasn't been the most, you know, accurate hitter. Although last year he did drive it a lot better. He's always got some swing thing going. He takes those practice swings that look, you know, just so exaggerated. And, you know, one of the things that I always tell students is, you know, when you exaggerate your practice swing so much, that's a great way to get to where you're going faster. You know, exaggeration. Every teacher does it. You know, you need to exaggerate this. But that's because most of the time when you're teaching, when you're coaching, you're begging for an inch, but you're looking for a foot. You're looking for a foot of change, but you're begging for an inch of change. And that's kind of the way it is. So you try to get people to exaggerate. And you see this on the PGA Tour. A lot of players take exaggerated practice swings. A lot of them are, you know, right-handed players, and they're swinging way off to the left. I mean, I'm watching on TV, and I'm thinking to myself, if he ever did that, if he ever actually made that swing, then, I mean, he did a big old banana ball slice. So, I mean, why make that exaggerated of a practice swing? Well, the reason you make that exaggerated of a practice swing is because you know you can't do it. You're not, you know, that feel and real. That's what Tiger always used to say. It's a big difference between feel and real. So you have to exaggerate something in order to get it. But I prefer getting players to make a correct practice swing and then get them to repeat it over and over and over again until they groove it. Because I always think, you know, if you exaggerate that swing, you know, the next time I see you, you're going to, you know, you're probably going to have overdone it. Or somewhere down the road, you're going to overdo it. And then we're going to have to swing it back the other way, which to a certain extent, that's what you have to do in golf anyways. You have to find, you know, middle ground. I tell people, you know, it's like you're walking on a ledge. And you don't want to fall off, you know. You want to stay right up on that ledge. You want to keep walking along that ledge, and that's the challenge. The challenge is being able to not fall off this side or that fall off the other side. And to me, the way to do that most effectively is to understand what it is you're trying to do and be able to make a repeatable practice swing. I'm not a fan of all these big, wild, exaggerated practice swings that have become the norm on the PGA Tour. Like, it's not. Now, maybe it's because when I teach students, you know, they'll come for a golf lesson and then I don't see them for a few months. But if you're a PGA Tour player and you got your teacher there all the time and he can monitor you when you know you've overdone something or exaggerated it, and then he can correct it. Okay, I guess maybe that's the logic to it. But what's wrong with just making the correct practice swing?
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think he could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all. But I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. As a nostalgic voice from your past, I'm here to remind you that amongst the stressful and chaotic existence we live in 2024, you deserve to get away. It's time for a vacation, no matter when you're hearing this. And let me tell you how you'll get there. The 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe. Want to bring the family to the mountains with the Santa Fe's available H-Track all-wheel drive? Well, it's got standard third-row seating and available dual wireless charging pads for the kids who just want to stare at their phone and not talk to you. You know what I mean. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whatever swing you're going with, make a practice swing that's just what you're trying to do. And if you just repeatedly can't get it, you know, or you're just making tons and tons of practice swings that are great and you can't do it, okay, then maybe you try to exaggerate a little bit. But these wild exaggerations to me are just crazy. And Spieth he's come up with some wild looking practice swings. And every time I'm like, you know, sooner or later he's gonna actually do what he's practicing. Sooner or later he's gonna do what he's practicing. And when he does, it won't be a good shot. I didn't see the one he hit into the hazard on 16, but I'm sure the rehearsal was something to behold. That's because most of his rehearsals are. Anyway, just my thoughts on that. If you're trying to improve your game, just make a good practice swing. I'll tell you, if you can't do it slow, then you can't do it fast. If you can't do it fast on the practice tee, you for sure can't do it full speed on the golf course. If you can't do it on the golf course, there's no way you're going to do it in the tournament. If you can't do it in the beginning of the tournament, no way you're going to do it at the end. And if you can't do it in the end, you can't close out the deal. But practice swings, practice swings, practice swings over and over and over again until you can feel exactly what you're doing, and then just try to repeat the practice swing. That's the way that I get people to do it. All right. Hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. If you've got the aches and pains, remember my Voodoo Pain Relief Cream is available at voodoopainrelief.com. Arthritis pain, joint pain, muscle soreness, it works absolutely great for that. You can check out the testimonials. They're off the charts on the website. And everybody who orders this product, they reorder over and over and over again. And that's because it works. It works better than any product on the market. So go there and check it out if you've got anything that's bothering you. And most people that play sports have something. So go to voodoopainrelief.com and check it out. All right. We will talk to you soon on the Hank Haney Podcast. Hit the follow button on the iHeartRadio app so you get my podcast every day. Thanks for listening. And we'll be back soon on the Hank Haney Podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.